Hi, I'm Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
You can't have your little friends traipsing in whenever they feel like it.
You're absolutely right.
Well, of course I am.
I shouldn't even be talking to these two.
Absolutely not.
Do you forgive me?
No.
Thank you.
Morrison.
Oh, Miss Kopeck, it's you.
That's Ms. Kopeck, and yes, it's me. Who else would it be?
Sorry, I just didn't expect you.
I am your supervisor at this bed and breakfast. You'd better learn to expect me.
Yes, what I meant was...
Enough talking. This is completely unacceptable work. You call this bathroom clean?
Well, almost.
Those towels aren't even hung correctly. They're an inch off center.
Oh, I can just slide them over.
And... No smart remarks, young lady. It may be your first day of training, but I still expect good work. And your incessant whistling and daydreaming do not get the job done. Am I understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a problem up here?
Oh, Miss Richter. So nice of you to stop by.
Yes. Well, I thought I'd check on the new girl for my mom and dad. Now, is there a problem with the help or not?
Problem? Why would you think there was a problem?
I heard you in the lobby, that's why.
Oh, well, I see. Well, we seem to have everything under control. There was just a little misunderstanding.
You're dismissed, Ms. Kopeck.
Ah. Oh. Oh, okay, then. I'll, leave you two alone. And Brooke, you will not leave this bathroom until it's done correctly.
Yes, ma'am.
Starting off on the wrong foot, are we?
Good to see you again too, Tiffany. And you don't have to call me the help, by the way.
Well, that's what you are now, isn't it?
Right. How old are you?
13.
Okay. So for 13 years I've been Brooke to you. Wouldn't it be easier to just keep it that way?
Maybe you should remember who signs your paycheck.
What do your parents have to do with this?
Don't you have a toilet to clean or something? Ms. Kopeck! Can you please get the new help to stop dawdling?
Brooke Morrison!
Coming!
Have fun!
So, okay, I'm still confused, Justin. Why is Brooke working for the Richters of all people?
She needed a job, Lauren, and this one fell in her lap.
And your parents are letting her work on a school night?
Well, normally it's just weekends, but Ms. Kopeck called and said she wanted to train her this Thursday.
Poor Brooke.
Why poor Brooke?
Well, Blanche Kopeck is that lady the Richters just hired from some cleaning service out east. My mom told me. Doctors hear all kinds of stuff at the office. Anyway, word has it she can't stand kids. Or really people in general, for that matter.
Well, she can't be as bad as Tiffany Richter. Did you hear her today?
Who didn't? She was practically shouting across the cafeteria.
She just loves having something else to hang over my head. Hopefully your sister will be better at ironing my clothes than the last servant was. Does she even know what she's saying? Brooke works at the bed and breakfast, not their house.
She's just trying to get to you, Justin.
Well, it's working.
So, apparently, Grace, I can't do anything right. My first day in the working world was a disaster.
It'll get better, Brooke. You just have a very strict boss from the sound of it.
No kidding.
Okay, so I've heard all the mishaps of the day. Now, we need to come up with a strategy for you. Decide how you're going to treat Blanche Kopeck and get this job going in the right direction.
You know, I tried to joke around with her, or at least talk to her a little bit, but Ms. Kopeck is all business.
She always has been.
Huh? You know her? She just moved here.
Brooke, don't change the subject.
But how do you know?
It's not important. Now, do you know what you're going to do when you get to work tomorrow?
Put in my 2 weeks' notice?
Very funny.
I don't know. I know I need to be respectful, especially because she's my boss. But does she have to be so bossy? Bossy, bossy, she's my boss. Anyway, I mean, I wouldn't mind the job if she was at least friendly.
If memory serves me right, God doesn't let us change the personalities of those we struggle with. So that option's out, I think. Plan B?
You tell me, Grace. I feel like Cinderella, with Ms. Kopeck playing the part of wicked stepmother.
Okay, so let's go with that.
What? Are you going to be my fairy godmother now?
No, I'm being serious. First, why'd you pick that fairy tale?
I don't know. I guess just because I feel like the wicked stepmother was just waiting for Cinderella to mess up. She was just kind of a bully.
But didn't you ever feel bad for her?
For the wicked stepmother? Are you kidding?
No, not at all. I mean, think about it. Here's Cinderella, the apple of her father's eye. This beautiful little girl who lacks for nothing. And to top it off, she's not a spoiled brat. She's the sweetest little thing around.
Right.
And then there's the wicked stepmother, who probably wasn't always wicked and wasn't always a stepmother. And she marries this kind-hearted man and moves into his castle, only to find that his daughter takes up almost all the love her husband has to offer.
Not to mention the fact that her own daughters were brats.
Exactly. Now you're thinking. See, the wicked stepmother was a bully, as you put it, because she had so much hurt inside of her and didn't know what to do with it. So she took it out on the person who seemed to have what she was missing.
Grace, I've never heard this story told like this.
Well, that's because we only think about the princess and not the monster when we hear a fairy tale.
Good guys and bad guys. Mm-hmm. And only the good ones live happily ever after.
Right. And can you imagine if we had a god who wrote stories with those kind of endings?
I hear you, Grace.
So, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, this Cinderella is going to try to respect and maybe even love the wicked stepmother. And the stepsister, too, for that matter.
Stepsister?
Tiffany Richter.
Oh. Are you heading home?
Yeah. Mom and Dad will want to hear all about the day, I'm sure. Mom was even more nervous than I was this morning.
Well, I'll be praying for you, Brooke.
No, 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 Timmy! You never wear horizontal lavender stripes with orange button-up shirts. Never.
But I don't even want to play dress-up, Haley.
This is not dress-up. This is highly important research that you are helping with, mister. Research and rehearsal for the fashion merchandising field that I will one day be a part of.
Oh.
Now put on those shoes. They'll look good with that skirt.
Can you at least be a little nicer about it?
Nicer? Timothy, I am being nice. Things just aren't always sugar-coated in the fashion business.
Oh, what are you wearing, Tim?
Ooh, you make a cute little girl, buddy.
See, Haley?
Don't pay any attention to them, Timothy. Now, put on those shoes.
Did you forget the word please, Haley?
Please what? I didn't ask you to do anything. Shake a leg, Timmy.
You're being kind of mean, Haley.
Mean? Timmy's just helping me, Justin. He's my personal assistant. Let's go, Tim.
Don't be so sensitive, Haley. You guys don't have to leave. Lauren and I just came up to do some homework.
Oh, we were going downstairs anyway.
We were...
Yeah, I just thought of the perfect hair accessory for this outfit.
Hey, Mom. Mikey said that you were out here.
Oh, hi, sweetie. Well, how was it? Do you like the job?
Actually, it was a rough day.
Oh, really? What happened?
It's just Ms. Kopeck, my boss.
Yeah?
She's a tough crowd to please. But I'm going to do my best to work hard and everything. And you and Dad can be seriously praying for me because this isn't going to be easy.
Oh, you better believe we'll pray for you. We already do. Every day.
I know. Mom, are you crying?
Oh, Brookie, you're just growing up too fast. And I'm so proud of you. And thankful God gave you to me and Dad.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I got you guys, too.
I just can't believe my baby has a real job now. I mean, yesterday we brought you home from Coleraine Hospital, and now look at you. You're in high school, Pretty soon you'll be driving and then going off to college, and then you'll get married and move away and have your own kids.
Well, if you feel that way about it, I could quit tomorrow and we could spend some time together.
You would do that for me?
I would.
Hey, Justin. Tiffany Richter, 12 o'clock.
Oh, great.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
I just had to come over and tell you, Justin. I was thinking about you in social studies class today.
Oh.
Don't you want to know why?
Sure.
Well, we're studying the caste system of the Middle Ages, and we had to draw a pyramid of the social class structure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the way I see it, if that structure were transferred to Coleraine, my family would, of course, be the nobles. And yours, well, with Brooke working for my parents now, you'd be the serfs.
That's great, Tiffany.
Well, I'd better go eat at my table. Oh, and don't worry, Justin. Your sister probably won't be a working girl much longer.
What?
If she keeps up the work she did yesterday, she won't have a job very long. I'm gonna check on her tonight.
How can you not want to knock her over? I only wish I could stay as calm as you do.
Believe me, it's an act. Look, do you want to go to visit the bed and breakfast tonight, too? I don't want Tiffany lurking around my sister.
Yeah, count me in.
I don't know what your mother teaches you at home, but this is unacceptable. When you stack this china, you will make sure that the patterns are all facing the exact same direction.
Excuse me?
What did I say about backtalk? I saw you stack that plate, and the flowers were upside down. You expect me to approve of that?
Well, no, ma'am. I just didn't even think of...
That's right. You didn't think. You were too busy humming, I'm sure. How am I supposed to run a bed and breakfast when my hired help doesn't think?
More trouble with the help, Miss Kopeck?
Oh, Miss Richter. Honored to have you stop by 2 days in a row.
Well, I just wanted to see if things were any better today, but it doesn't sound like they are.
Ah, I do apologize that you had to witness that, Miss Richter. But everything's under control now. Nothing to worry about.
Well, I think I'll just stick around a while, just in case I need to talk to my mother about the new girl. Thank you, Miss Kopeck. That'll be all.
All right. I'll be in the office then if you need me. Brooke, I'll be inspecting your work at the close of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Can't seem to get the hang of the job, can you, Brooke?
Well, not yet. Love the stepsister, love the stepsister.
What was that?
Nothing.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi. We just thought we'd come by and see how things were going.
Hi, guys. Tiffany, you really don't need to refer to me as the new girl, okay?
In this building, Brooke, I can call you whatever I want. I'm the boss, and I'll be treated with respect.
You're in eighth grade, Tiffany. You're not the boss.
It's okay, Lauren. And Tiffany, don't worry. I'll treat you with respect.
Thank you.
Because everyone should be treated with respect.
Even when some people don't deserve it.
Oh!
Lauren, you missed the point.
But how can you stand it?
You guys, really, you probably shouldn't be here. Thanks for stopping by, but this is my job, and I really want to do this right.
Okay.
What is going on in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Kopeck. This is my brother and this is my cousin. They just...
I have no interest in who they are. The question is, why are they here? You can't have your little friends traipsing in whenever they feel like it.
We're family, not friends.
She wasn't talking to you.
And I wasn't talking to you, Tiffany. She didn't even know we were coming.
Brooke, you will be docked your first day's pay if you choose to socialize rather than work while you're on the clock.
Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right.
Yes, well, of course I am.
And unless I'm on a break, I shouldn't even be talking to these two.
Absolutely not.
Do you forgive me?
Well, I'll let it go as a warning this time.
Thank you.
Now, you two get out of here.
Sorry, Brooke. See you at home. You stayed so nice the whole time.
I know. It was weird. Like they couldn't get to her or something.
Well, she did the right thing. And you two really shouldn't have gone over there, you know.
We know, but we just wanted to see her, and we knew Tiffany was going over there. I just didn't want her to be mean to Brooke.
Well, maybe you guys can take some lunch over to Brooke tomorrow and spend her break with her.
Okay. I just don't see where the justice is. Tiffany and Ms. Kopeck were out together, and she wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, I think you saw a pretty good example in your sister. She knows that we need to respect people in authority.
And even when we're in the face of adversity, we need to respond in a way that God would be proud of.
I know, but it was hard to see Brooke treated like that.
Yeah, it made me want to fight or something.
Yeah, I wanted a way to defend her.
Well, do you know the best way you can defend Brooke? Now, come on, what can you do that will help her more than anything else?
Pray for her?
Yep. Want to right now?
Yeah.
No, Timmy, not like that. You have to walk taller. And stop holding the phone book on top of your head.
But if I don't hold it, it'll fall.
Oh, all right. But keep your chin up at least.
What was that all about?
Oh, boy. Haley's practicing her fashion industry techniques.
Poor Timmy.
Well, I did not like the way she was talking to him.
Well, me either.
I don't even think she realizes what she's doing. It's part of her fashion role or something.
Oh, well, that role isn't going to last very long in this house.
Well, let's pray for Brooke and then deal with Haley, okay?
No problem at all. Just remember, the chocolate peanut butter Buckeyes are the best at the Townsend's Candy Store.
I'll remember that.
Oh, and you have to stop by the lake down at the park while you're in town. The colors are beautiful this time of year.
Thank you. You've been such a help.
My pleasure. Enjoy your stay. Oh, Miss Kopeck, I didn't see you.
No, I suppose you wouldn't have, since you were so busy fraternizing with the guests.
Fraternizing? I'm not sure what that is, but if it was bad, I'm sorry.
Don't be cute. It is not in your job description to communicate with our guests, and you do well to remember that in the future.
But I was just delivering towels, and she asked about the town.
No excuses. Next time you deliver towels, remain silent. Seen and not heard, Miss Morrison.
Okay, I apologize, Miss Kopeck. I just thought that by me answering the guest questions, it would be helpful to you since you've only just moved here.
Enough. I didn't ask for a reason for your inappropriate behavior. Now, be sure you change the loads of laundry. We have a new arrival this afternoon for room 3, and I want fresh sheets.
Okay, but you haven't shown me how to use the washer yet.
You're telling me you don't know how to do laundry?
No, I just... Well, it's an industrial-sized machine, and I've never used one of those before, so...
I don't have time to be bothered with this. Read the instructions and get the sheets and towels washed. End of discussion. I have to answer the phone.
Okay, love the stepmother. Gotta love the stepmother.
Brooke, are you on your lunch break? Because Mom said that we could all come down here and eat with you, as long as Justin and Lauren came with us.
And she made some sandwiches for all of us, too.
Well, bring them over here. I only have a half hour.
So, is today better than yesterday?
Not really. The morning's been kind of a struggle, and I just did battle with the washer.
You fought a washer?
Kind of. But hey, I'm surprised to see you two came back after last night.
Well, we figured it'd be okay since it's your break and all, right?
Right.
What is this? A family reunion?
Hi, Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Brooke. Did you not get the memo yesterday? Wasn't it clear enough for you?
No visitors.
Right, but I'm on break right
now. No, see, this is where the problem is. You're not listening. No visitors includes no family gatherings at my bed and breakfast. Now get a move on. Ms. Kopeck said that room 3 hadn't been dusted yet, and she wants you to check the laundry. Honestly, Brooke.
Will do, Tiffany. But first, I'm going to finish my lunch, and then I'll get right inside, okay?
What was that? She's worse than Maya. Is she always like that, Brooke?
She's probably got a lot going on in her life. She's not that bad if you think about it from the stepsister's point of view.
Stepsister?
What are you talking about, Brooke?
Long story. But anyway, there's just something that feels good about acting how God would want you to, you know?
Yeah, well, I just can't believe the way she talked to you. I mean, did you hear her?
I think she kind of sounds like a fashion designer person.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, the game you keep making me play.
But I thought you liked playing fashion consultant.
Not really.
And you think that Tiffany sounds like me?
Yep, just like you.
Come on. I can't be that bad, Timmy. Timmy? Justin, Lauren, what do you think? I don't really sound like Tiffany. Do I?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds just like you. Thanks. Oh, Timmy, I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore, and I'll play anything you want when we go home. Do you forgive me?
Sure.
Brooke Morrison, come to the laundry room at once.
Uh-oh. You guys better go. See you later.
What's the washer doing?
That's exactly what I'd like to know.
Miss Kopeck, look out! Are you okay?
Okay? Am I okay? No, Brooke, I am not okay. I only hope the washer isn't broken. And if it is, you better believe it's coming out of your pay.
I'm so sorry. I must have added too much soap or something.
Something, all right. In all my days, I have never seen a washer blow up like that one just did. And you better believe that...
See, Mother? See? Brooke's a disaster. Look what she did now.
Quiet, Tiffany. Blanche, would you care to tell me what happened here?
Oh, Mrs. Richter, I am terribly sorry. I'm dealing with the problem right now.
I see.
This new girl just can't follow instructions and has been causing problems since the moment she got here. I promise I'll take care of it.
I knew it! I knew you wouldn't last!
Tiffany, I asked you to be quiet. Now, Blanche, how are you planning to take care of this problem?
Well, I was going to dismiss her.
I see. And that, Blanche, would have been a terrible mistake.
What? Excuse me?
Brooke, dear, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Well, I'm not sure what I did wrong with the washer here, but I think it must have been my fault. I just didn't know how to operate it.
Fair enough. Blanche, the reason I came down here today is that just before lunch, I got a phone call from a very satisfied customer. She had been extremely pleased with the friendly service and warm advice she'd received from Brooke Morrison, and she wanted to commend the bed and breakfast for that. Now, do you think it would be wise to get rid of such a valuable employee?
Well,
No, it would not. In fact, I came over to see that Brooke began spending some time behind the front desk every day.
But, Mom, didn't you hear how she's wrecked everything around here?
Tiffany, do I have to ask you to wait in the other room?
No.
Brooke, would you like to work the desk?
Definitely.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but what about the work in the rooms? And if I'm behind the desk already, what need do we have for Brooke here?
Brooke will still do some cleaning, but when she's behind the desk, you can pick up where she's left off.
You mean I'll do the housework?
Some of it. And if you need extra help, I'll be sure to send Tiffany over.
Mother!
Well, it appears that you enjoy spending time over here lately. And if you insist on coming, I'll insist on you working. Understand?
Yes.
When someone is doing good work, it will not go unnoticed. And Blanche, since Brooke has grown up in this town while you've just moved here, it only makes sense that she's available for the guests' questions. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like an intelligent plan.
Wonderful. Well, my work here is done. Brooke, you'll start training on the phones and at the desk next weekend. I'll be in to make sure it all goes smoothly.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Richter.
Yes, well, you deserve it. Now, Blanche, Brooke, clean up this mess and have the serviceman called about the washer. Tiffany, let's go. You've spent enough time here today.
Brooke! Honey! Over here!
Hey, Mom. What are you doing here?
I thought I'd take you out to dinner.
Dinner?
Just you and me?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Dad has everyone else, so we could have some time alone.
Does this have something to do with the whole daughter getting a job, going to college, getting married, having your own kids thing?
Very cute. Watch it, or I'll take you home and you can have leftovers tonight.
I'm just kidding. Even though you may be a little insecurely attached.
Brooke Elise.
Okay. For real. Why are we going out?
Well, I know we've said it a million times, but Dad and I are so proud of you. And I don't even think you realize what an example you've been to your brothers and sister. We just couldn't ask for more.
What do you mean?
Oh, believe me, they watch you like hawks. And you have a lot of responsibility as their big sister. They all look up to you. Haley was like a new person when she got home from lunch. She even let Timmy tie her to a tree today when they were playing What's Your Favorite Pet?
You really need to get that boy a dog.
Oh, and Justin's really trying to figure out how to deal with Tiffany. But he keeps saying something about a stepsister.
I'll have to explain that one to him.
Anyway, we just want you to know how much we appreciate that. And how grateful we are that you want to please God even when life gets rough around you.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. So, where do you want to eat?
Well, I kind of feel like...
Ah, yes, the good old golden rule. Do you know the story of the Good Samaritan? Jesus told this story in response to a good question. What can somebody do to have eternal life? The answer? To love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, who's your neighbor? Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan to illustrate that even your worst enemy can be your neighbor. So, who do you need to love today? To do what Jesus wants us to do is not easy, but we want to help you succeed. For more information on loving those that are hard to love or on other issues that you struggle with, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you write us, be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to. Today's program, When Push Comes to Love, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.